Well, here we are. It's Wednesday of Holy Week. How time does fly, doesn't it? On Ash Wednesday, Lent often seems to stretch endlessly before us. But then all of a sudden, here we are, almost at the end, just a few days from Easter. So hopefully, these past several weeks have been good for us. A time that in some way has yielded insight and understanding, as well as challenge and growth. And for those of us who participated in the Lenten study of the saints of the church, it has been a time of becoming more familiar with those who have gone before us in ways both brave and courageous, as well as quiet and faithful. And through them, we have learned more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. So as we move through the days ahead, we might remember that the saints of the church accompany us, giving us strength and insight for the journey. Because as the story of Jesus' final days unfolds around us through our liturgies and worship and song, and we have the privilege of literally moving with Jesus through these next few days, we may find that we are grateful for the presence of the saints and the example they set for us both in perseverance and in faithfulness. But then the question becomes, are we ready for the days ahead? Are we ready for this last journey with Jesus? Well, whatever your answer, part of the reason of our time together this evening is to help us prepare further, both in ways both spiritual and emotional. In this sacred space, in the company of our community of faith, we come together to listen, to pray, and to reflect. And shortly, we will join together to offer a litany of healing. So this time is really a gift, because this is a particular way for us to place our worries, our concerns, our hopes and our fears, both for ourselves and for others, right before God. And as we kneel together and as we hold each other in prayer, we may find that in that act itself, healing does take place. For seeking and achieving health and wholeness is not an event, but it's a long-term, lifelong, faithful process. And it is a process best undertaken in God's presence and with God's people as we bear one another's burdens and hold each other up for God's grace and God's blessing. And although that is something we can do anytime, tonight we will participate in it together in a very holy way. So for a few minutes, we'll have quiet contemplation as we reflect on Lent, on the saints in the church and the saints in our lives, and on this most holy week. And we have time then to consider what it may be that we bring before God this evening as we prepare to journey with Christ and with each other through these next crucial and holy days. Amen.